The film Life of Pi earned four Oscars this year, including one for its computer-generated imagery. But the company responsible for the movie's visual effects, rhythm and hues, is now bankrupt. It's going up for auction in court today. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, rhythm and hues troubles point to problems facing the entire visual effects industry.
Visual effects supervisor Bill Westenhofer tried to bring up rhythm and hues when he accepted his Oscar award for Life of Pi.
Sadly, rhythm and hues is suffering severe financial difficulties right now.
He didn't get very far with his speech, and some took the Jaws theme slapdown as an insult to the army of more than 600 visual effects artists around the world. They toiled for years to create the film's vivid CG Bengal tiger, orangutan, and meerkats, as well as the ocean.
I am on a lifeboat alone with the tiger. Please send help.
Now it's Rhythm and Hues hoping to be rescued, even while Life of Pi has earned nearly $600 million at the box office worldwide. Lee Berger is president of the company's feature film division.
We're like a big mom and pop shop. So, you know, you can go to the edge of the cliff so many times when it comes to finances, but you can only go over once. And that's what happened when we had to, you know, go into bankruptcy.
Visual effects artists say the business paradigm for their entire industry is flawed. Here's how it works. The six major movie studios contract with effects companies on a fixed-fee model. That means there's a set price for creating shots for a movie, no matter how many months or years it takes, no matter how many changes the director asks for.
Pretty soon you see the visual effects shop is paying for the movie.
David Rand is a senior visual effects artist at Rhythm and Hues.
Then we watch the movie go on to make hundreds of millions of dollars in profit.
Rand says another problem is that Hollywood studios are constantly chasing tax subsidies offered by other countries. Visual effects companies end up losing work to international firms or have to cut their fees. To try to compete, Rhythm and Hues open production offices in Mumbai, Kuala Lumpur, and Taiwan. But the company still had to lay off hundreds of artists in its L.A. studios. Universal, Fox, and Legendary Studios, which refused to talk to NPR for this story, loaned Rhythm and Hues $20 million to finish movies they contracted for. Now the company is frantically trying to wrap up those projects.
This little spirally gag that marries into this gag here.
In a small, dark room at Rhythm and Hues, Rand works at his computer trying to perfect a sequence for the upcoming movie, The Seventh Son.
You just saw a girl that's got some evil spirits coming out of her.
Rand has worked for five other visual effects companies that folded, almost all of them still owing the artists money. He says a union for the artists and trade associations for the companies may be the solution. He and other visual artists have been posting green screens on social media sites to protest their grueling conditions, countless all-nighters with no overtime, no benefits, or retirement plans. Visual effects veteran Scott Ross says it's an often thankless, profitless pursuit.
There are these incredible artists that are digital gypsies that fly around the world, that really mess with their families, where they wind up working, you know, in sweatshop environments, and ultimately the companies that they work for are going out of business.
In the 1980s, Ross ran Industrial Light and Magic to produce the Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Terminator blockbusters. Ross also founded and was CEO of Digital Domain, responsible for Titanic, among other movies. After Ross left, Digital Domain went bankrupt, and it's now owned by a Chinese company. Ross says in the past 30 years, movie visual effects have grown into a global enterprise while still operating like a small cottage industry.
I don't want to make the studios out to be the big bad ogres because they're really not. They're just running a business. I want to buy the best product I can possibly buy for the least amount of money. Unfortunately, the visual effects industry is not running a business. What it's been doing is saying, oh, gosh, do I get to work on Star Wars? Gosh, I get to work on Avatar. So the people that run these companies are really not business people.
Rhythm and Hues is now hoping for a new owner, possibly a South Korean company, who promised to continue operations. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.